Over time, the combination of spill and sweep has created a barrier line. Stanley was taught from nymphhood to stay to the sticky side of the barrier line. But he was fascinated by spill and by sweep. He thrilled to the benevolence and the malevolence of the unseen world beyond his home. And so once, when no one else was near to remind him of the dangers, Stanley dared to cross the barrier line and to run past the place where the roof ends. Suddenly, Stanley was in the open, and his tiny body trembled to feel the air stretch so far around him on all sides. He looked up and felt his own smallness, felt himself seem to grow even smaller before the vastness of the open world. He wanted to run for the safety of the warm and the dark and the hum of his home. Then he heard a second, quieter hum from far off. Stanley followed the new hum, and it grew louder. He crossed from the slick ground he knew from home to a rougher terrain that tickled and tugged at the joints of his underbelly. As he neared this new hum, Stanley noticed how it was softer and more irregular than the hum of his home. In the emptiness around him, he began to sense something much larger than himself. Stanley wanted to hold himself against this new hum as he held himself against the black bulb of the refrigerator. He climbed up and then along the new, softer, more embracing surface approaching the source of the hum. As he crawled along, feeling the subtle movements of this new, soft shape, Stanley realized that he was on top of something fully alive as he was. Please take a moment to insert disc 3 into your viewer. Red dot facing up.